asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, they're supposed to be the views of Ted Pike for the next half hour. Ted, are you there?
Yes, I am, Doctor. Thanks for having me.
Well, Ted, of course, is on the front lines of the battle to stop this hate bill from going through, and this is the most ridiculous thing in the world. Certainly, if people want to be homosexuals, they have a right to, but I should have a right to say that I think that homosexuality is going to kill them, that one in every three lesbians is going to get breast cancer, that 25% of the homosexual lifestyle involves the boys in leather and the boys in chains. That's sadism and machism, and I don't really think that's a healthy lifestyle. Consider that the scientific studies show that homosexuals die much younger than people who are heterosexual. If you really care about homosexuals, you're going to tell them that what they're doing is wrong, is going to kill them, it's hazardous to their health. But that would be considered hate speech under the new law, wouldn't it, Ted?
Well, what is astonishing is that the Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, stated in the Senate judiciary testimony last Thursday that this federal hate bill is actually not at all about protecting all Americans, regardless of religion, race, gender, whatever, from violent hate crimes. No, 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 he said. This hate bill is about protecting those very people you are talking about. Homosexuals who have been victimized over the centuries by white, Christian, heterosexual, Western civilization. And here we have the Attorney General of the United States boldly stating in front of cameras, in front of the press, in front of the members of the Senate, that let's forget about this being a bill about equality. No, he said, this is a bill which exalts the rights of a relatively small minority of Americans over the majority.
But it really isn't necessarily, has nothing to do with discrimination. We already have discrimination laws. This has to do with people expressing the fact that they disapprove of homosexuality, in fact that God disapproves of homosexuality. Do you think that that may be what it's really all about? They hate God?
Well, absolutely. You see, throughout the Western Hemisphere over the last 40 years, we have seen a proliferation of hate crimes laws in Canada, Europe, Australia, and now in the United States. We're seeing these laws which basically say that if you hold up these federally protected groups, members of these groups, to hatred or contempt, you are a hater, you are a criminal, a potential source of violence against them. Even if you don't do it, your words, if they're even likely to promote violence, the Canadian hate law says, you can be indicted, you can actually go to prison in Canada for words that might even never have made a homosexual feel bad, but if they're even likely to do that, it's an indictable offense in Canada. Now, the whole target of these hate crimes laws is basically Christianity and the biblical basis underlying Christian ethics. And, of course, that includes the biblical standard that homosexuality, according to Leviticus, according to Romans, is an abomination, is a perversion. And according to this federal hate bill, if anyone from the pulpit, from the airwaves, even on the street corner, even says words, uses language that might incite another person even 2,000 miles away to commit a violent hate crime against a homosexual, then that pastor, that talk show host, that street preacher can find himself in federal court being tried as a principal, as a federal hate criminal, right along with the active offender.
And, of course, we live in a world gone mad, a world that is, of course, deeply involved in this conspiracy against God and God's provisions. And certainly, in a free society, if people want to do stupid things, why, we can't prevent them from doing it. On the other hand, why, of course, we should have a right to express our views. And those people who are really concerned about homosexuals should have a right to say, don't you know what you're doing is wrong? Try to get yourself into the right relationship with our Lord. But that, of course, would be considered hate speech. Well, tell us about the legislation that's passed the House of Representatives. Certainly, we ought to vote out most of the people who are in the House of Representatives, although you did fairly well. What was the vote there?
Well, the vote was 249 to 175. It was almost a 75 number majority overwhelmingly voted in the hate bill. But we've got in a few good licks against the pro-hate bill Democrats in the House Judiciary markup session. To everyone's amazement, Representative Steve King of Iowa dropped a bombshell. He said, I want to make an amendment that even if this hate bill is passed, that pedophiles, those who rape little boys and girls, will not enjoy special federal protection under this legislation. And the Democrats refused. They would have nothing to do with it. And Representative Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, she said, why, if we were to break this bill up into bad homosexuals versus good homosexuals under the category of sexual orientation, we'd unravel the whole bill, she said. The bill would be stripped and gutted, and how right she was, you see, because this bill is basically dedicated to giving homosexuals as a special federally protected class the same dignity, the same protections, if not more, that are enjoyed by race, religion, and gender. And so what happened there was that I was able to monitor those hearings very closely, and then the next week on the floor of the House, Representative Alcee Hastings, who is a very strong pro-hate bill supporter, he really shot off his mouth, and he says, we will protect not only pedophiles, but 546 other forms of sexual deviancy or paraphilias. He said, basically, so that these people will no longer have to live in fear because of who they are.
Okay,
now, when I got a hold of both of those gaffes on the part of the Liberal Democrats, I created a very fast email a video alert. We posted that on our website, which is truthtellers.org, and that went ballistic really fast, and the religious conservative right got on board, and we were able basically to create a tremendous furor of calling, which had the beneficial effect that even though the bill passed in the House, nevertheless the Democrats in the Senate Judiciary Committee got cold feet, and for about 6 weeks they dallied, really not doing anything or not knowing quite what to do with the hate bill.
Well, now, where do we stand? It is in the Senate now. Is it going to? When will it be coming up in the Senate? And have you done a count? How are the senators going to vote?
Well, we're quite overnumbered in the Senate. There are, of course, 60 Democrats, most of whom, vast majority, are certain to be pro-hate bill, plus a bunch of Republicans, maybe 6, 7, 8 Republicans who have a history of voting for the hate bill. So it's out of the question to think in terms of a simple vote, because we would be outvoted. On the other hand, there have been many snags in this hate bill progress forward in the Senate. Actually, there's been so much criticism coming into the Senate that this is a pedophile protecting bill that the Democrats have been very reluctant to even discuss it and have a hearing in Judiciary, and I've been calling for that for months. And in fact, just 3 weeks ago, Senator Edward Kennedy Kennedy, who was a prime sponsor of the bill, he wanted to move it forward as an amendment to a travel promotion bill. But the Democrats lost their nerve again then, because that would be seen as an end run around due legislative process. Finally, the Senate Judiciary did have a hold a hearing a week ago Thursday, and in that hearing, the Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, made serious strategic errors. He shot off his mouth too in a very, very discreet way, and said, no, this bill is not about protecting all Americans from violent hate crimes. Even though, of course, the bill says that's what it's going to do.
Hold that thought, Ted. Let's call it what it is, the Pedophile Protection Bill, the Pedophile Protection Bill, the Pedophile Protection Bill. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve, surrender, or surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network. providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is Ted Pike. We're talking about the Pedophile Protection Act, and, of course, I think this is what we ought to refer to. Well, that's a great title. Certainly, Ted, do you think that they'll be afraid to take it out of the Judiciary Committee, or do you think they're going to try to sneak it out one of these days and ram it through?
Well, it's basically out of the judiciary because they did have their hearing. In response to our pressure, Patrick Leahy did give us 2 hours hearing, and it was a sham hearing. They didn't nearly deal with all of the major issues concerning this legislation. But what we're facing this next week is a possible fast-forwarding to a markup session and then onto the floor of the House. So there's really not very much that could keep it if the Democrats really wanted to go forward from even having it to go for a floor vote in the Senate this week. But we're whipping up a lot of opposition. There's a lot of calls coming in here today. I just called this morning. Actually, the Republican Senate officers are saying there are tons of calls coming in this morning. And this is very largely a result of, you see, last week, Attorney General Holder made 2 very strong statements. Number one, he said there's no equality under the hate bill, but basically it's a bill dedicated to protecting the small minorities, the blacks, the women, the Jews, the homosexuals who have been historic victims of Western Christian civilization. And then number two, by his omission, he made a strong statement, and that is that there is no evidence that the states are failing to enforce the law against hate criminals in the states. He couldn't find a single example. Being repeatedly asked by senators there, give us one example of a state that is not enforcing the law against hate criminals. He couldn't do it. Now, I've taken the footage of Holder on the firing line there in the judiciary last week, and we put it into a 10-minute video, and people can now watch Holder bungling around there, unable to justify the existence of the hate bill. And that video is at our website, which is www.truthtellers.org. And right on the homepage of truthtellers.org, you can go to the Senate Judiciary and watch the Attorney General of the United States basically making a fool of himself. He should never have come down to the Senate Judiciary and tried to defend legislation this shaky, this dubious, and this deceptive. But there he is, and you can watch him. And when you watch him, believe me, that your temperature is going to rise. You're going to say, this legislation is very, very dangerous. I've got to get calls going off to the Senate. And thousands of people are doing right right now, calling, avalanching the Senate with protest against the Pedophile Protection Act.
All right, and fine. And do you have a telephone number? And should people call this evening or tomorrow?
Well, it's getting a little late here, and tomorrow, actually, the Senate offices are closed, although you can leave a message. The senators won't get the message till next Monday. It might be better to call on Monday where you have a live person there at the end of the line. But here is the toll-free number to your members of the Senate from your state. I should mention that a lot of people are calling all 100 members of the Senate because this is a national legislative emergency. And the names of those 100 members of the Senate are at our website on our action page at truthtellers.org. Here's the toll-free number to members of the U.S. Senate, 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number, 877-851-6437. And there's a backup toll number, 202-225-3121. Again, that backup number is 202-225-3121. And just tell them, please don't vote for the pedophile protecting hate bill S-909.
Well, Ted, realistically, what do you think our chances are of defeating this?
I think our chances are great. I think we are especially the people, the vast forces in alternative talk radio and the Internet, we're besieging Congress right now, this U.S. Senate. And I sent out a very hot email alert last night about a Duke University administrator who's also a homosexual pedophile who was sodomizing his little six-year-old black adopted boy and tried to actually pimp other homosexuals into having sex with his little son. And an undercover agent found out about that, and he was arrested last week in Washington, D.C. And I point out in this article, which is, on the homepage of truthtellers.org, how that under the federal hate bill, let's say this undercover officer, when he was being propositioned to have sex with this Duke University administrator's little boy, what if he'd gotten so mad he had called him a faggot and struck him? Well, do you realize that policeman would be facing federal hate crimes charges with a possible 10 years in prison if that homosexual pedophile screamed hate crime? But on the other hand, if the homosexual pedophile had realized that this was an undercover agent and had called him a pig, which is a hate term for a policeman, and had struck the policeman, you realize that policemen wouldn't have any other rights than are provided by just common, ordinary English law. So here we see the radical difference between the rights and privileges which the hate bill will give pedophiles over the average citizen, including a policeman. Now, I sent that out last night, and as a result of that e-alert going nationally, we had a tremendous torrent of calls coming into the Senate today. I'm just hoping that our listeners can come to Truth Tellers, read that article. It'll make your blood boil, and you'll get up at 6 in the morning on Monday to make your calls into the Senate.
And, of course, really, we live in a world gone mad, Ted, where this sort of thing could even be considered. We live in a society where, of course, most people think that a pedophilia is a vile thing, and yet the federal government and the leaders of the Obama administration want to pass legislation to protect pedophiles from being criticized, and criticizing them publicly could get you, of course, banned as a hate criminal. And certainly in Canada, we know where these laws are being interpreted so that ministers could be sent to prison and indicted and sent to prison for speaking out against these sort of vile acts.
Yeah, well, you know, that one of the characteristics of evil, though, is that it has a tendency to overdo it, to go too far. And I think that's exactly what we're seeing now with the audacity of this hate bill in Congress. We certainly saw that audacity on the floor of the House 7 weeks ago when Alcee Hastings wanted to protect the pedophiles so that they could no longer have to live in fear because of who they are. And they're just taking it too far, and I think the American people are boiling over, especially as we have been telling the whole truth about this bill. Main thing is, let's get those calls going in. Let's greet these senators when they come back from their 4th of July vacation. Let's think about the hate bill as we see the fireworks and flags and ceremonies this 4th of July and what the 4th of July means. It means freedom for all, freedom and equality and justice for all. And then come to truthtellers.org and see the Attorney General of the United States telling us that the hate bill will not protect all. It will only protect homosexuals and other misfits of society, plus minorities who have suffered under Christian hands for centuries. This is outrageous. We've got to speak out, and I'm counting.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Ted, are you still with us?
Yes, I am, Doctor.
Okay, very good. Well, once again, I want you to get your telephone number out there, your website, so people will know how they can get in touch with your ministry, because Ted's on the front lines of this battle. He's really, of course, mobilizing people all across the country. And once you get that telephone number out, once again, I hope people out there in the listening audience have their pen and pencil ready so you could begin to besiege your senators. Go with the first of this week. If they know the American people are mad, they'll back away. The thing is, they depend upon our apathy. But this, of course, simply is a stepping stone towards
the midterm elections are coming up next year. And if we can keep them from passing the hate bill before the summer recess, postponing it till the fall, then hopefully postponing it till Christmas, then they're getting so close to the midterms that they don't dare offend the family values that they need sympathy with in order to get reelected again. So it's crucial for them that they move this hate bill through in the next couple of weeks. And so it's also vital that we call and block them and let them know that if they vote for this hate bill, we are never going to forgive or forget. Now, that toll-free number to the members of the Senate, and again, all members of the Senate are available on the action page at truthtellers.org. That the number is 877-851-6437. Again, that's 877-851-6437. 6437, and the backup toll number is 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. And just tell their staffers or receptionists, please tell the senator, don't vote for the pedophile protecting federal hate bill. And the bill number is S909.
909. All right, fine. What if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment on this issue? Our number here is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call, because Ted's the expert on this, and certainly legislation, similar legislation, has been passed in Europe. Of course, that was, of course, if you were not allowed to suggest that you didn't believe in the Holocaust. Doesn't matter whether you, well, whether Holocaust I happen to believe the Holocaust occurred, but I certainly think it is totally ridiculous to put someone in jail because they hold an opposite position. Are we going to have thought crimes next? We're going to have what they're talking about is speech crimes, but what about your very thought crimes? This, of course, is totally against the Constitution, but unfortunately, the Attorney General of the United States and the President of the United States and an awful lot of members of both the House of Representatives and the Senate do not believe in the Constitution, do not believe that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the right of freedom of speech or freedom of the press, or the right of the people to assemble and redress their grievances. That's what the First Amendment says. Where in that do you have any right to restrict what people say? And, of course, this certainly will restrict what people say, won't it, Ted?
Well, it will, and it has a strong foundation for doing that, because back in 1968, right after Martin Luther King was assassinated, the Congress very emotionally and impulsively passed a federal hate crimes law at that time, which said that anybody's speech will incite or aid or induce another person, who might even be clear across the country, to commit a violent hate crime, then that person will also go to a federal court as a hate criminal. Now, that law was not, the federal government could not enforce that law like they wanted to over the past decades, because there's such a thing as a state's rights in law enforcement, which says the government can't come down with policing powers into state's jurisdiction anytime it wants to, even to prosecute a violent hate crime. That's a state's rights matter. The state can do that on the local level. But this legislation, you see, will wipe away all those states' rights in law enforcement and give the government policing powers, the right to come down anytime it wants to. When it hears a bias motivating some kind of a hate crime, then it can come down, it can arrest, it can indict, and it can punish. And you mentioned the First Amendment of the Constitution. This is a violation also of the Tenth Amendment of the Constitution, which gives states rights to the states, the local attorney generals, and so on, to decide matters concerning jurisprudence and law enforcement. This bill will also violate the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which says the government has no business elevating and giving special rights to certain groups of people. And that's exactly what Eric Holder says this bill is going to do. It's going to give special rights and privileges to a small minority of members of the society and make second-class citizens out of the rest of us. So there's three major amendments to the Constitution which are blatantly going to be violated if this bill becomes the law of the land.
And, of course, this simply is a flaunting of God's law. People have forgotten that our freedom in this country came from God, that was stated in the Declaration of Independence, was codified in the Constitution with a recognition, of course, that the Declaration of Independence was, for all intents and purposes, the preamble to our Constitution, and the whole idea was to limit the power of government because men were basically sinful. Well, yeah. Let me tell you, there are an awful lot of sinful people that are working right at the highest levels of our government today, and certainly when Senator Larry Craig was found out to be a homosexual, did the Senate become incensed and demand that he be forced to resign? Well, of course not. And, of course, we have a lot of people in the highest levels of our government who are involved in all sorts of sexual abnormality. In fact, anybody who's ever, of course, heard Alex Jones' excellent DVD going into the background of the Bohemian Grove, and, of course, he goes into the fact that here are these leaders of our country, I mean, the statesmen, the presidents, the secretaries of state, and what are these people doing? They're running around naked there in the redwoods. In fact, Richard Nixon had even commented, you know, that in the Nixon tapes that he really thought it was rather disgusting, all these men running around naked. He went there because he wanted to be associated with these people. He was a little man. He wanted that feeling of power being associated with the people who really ruled the country, to whom he was subservient. But at least he had enough morality to say it was wrong. But these are the... We never hear about the Bohemian Grove and these men with their sexual aberrations involved and carrying out acts of pedophilia, acts of certainly heterosexual sex and homosexual sex there at the Bohemian Grove. And we're talking about the leaders of our nation.
Yes. Well, you know, back 4 years ago when the hate bill was almost certainly going to pass, and it was, and they had all the votes they needed in the Senate Judiciary. It's kind of a long story, but we found out that Senator Edward Kennedy was actually more indebted to the pedophile lobby than he was to the homosexual lobby, and he actually forfeited passage of the hate bill in order to please the pedophiles. That's documented at our website, truthtellers.org. But what you're saying is true. There are. You see, one of the reasons these Democrats did not want the pedophiles to be excluded from the hate bill was not just because it would unravel the legal consistency of their hate bill. It was because there are pedophiles in high places. There are pedophiles all throughout the homosexual movement. There are lots of pedophiles in society who are increasingly powerful, have increasingly powerful lobbying clout in Congress, and they did not want this emerging group to be come under any kind of discrimination under this bill. So they want those pedophiles in there right along with the so-called straight homosexuals, all subsumed under the category of sexual orientation.
Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Do you have any thoughts or opinions on this? Do you really understand, of course, that there is a satanic element to this whole homosexual movement, and certainly that Harry Hay, who originated the gay liberation movement, was a disciple of Aleister Crowley, as was Alfred Kinsey, the homosexual who revolutionized sex.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest, of course, is Ted Pike, and we've got David calling from, is it Vermont?
Yes.
Hey, do you have a question or comment? Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. I want to mentioned that some weeks ago you had Kathy O'Brien on your show. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes, Kathy was certainly victimized there at the Bohemian Grove under the direction of the CIA. But go ahead.
You may remember in her book, In the Transformation of America, she named Pat Leahy as one of her molesters.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. And she, of course, also mentioned a man named Dick Cheney. In fact, that was one of the most aberrant forms of the book.
Yes, she mentioned many other names, and none of those people have ever refuted her claims, so it must be true.
Well, I think that we have truly some very, very vile people who are working at the highest levels of our government. But you remember, if you remember the biblical description of when the Lord, of course, encountered the devil then, and I think he was on the heights of the temple, you know, and the devil said, you know, if you'll simply bow down and worship me, I can give you all of the kingdoms of this earth. And I believe almost, well, virtually all of the kingdoms of this earth today are controlled by satanic forces.
Mm. Yes. Well, thank you very much.
God bless, and thanks very much for calling. Again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Understand, there are spiritual forces behind these political bills that are passed. We're fighting not a political war, not a cultural war, not an ideological war, not even a financial war. We're fighting a spiritual battle being fought on a political battlefield, ideological battlefield, cultural battlefield, financial battlefield, but it is still primarily spiritual. What do you think of that, Ted?
Well, that's very true. You see, in order for the gospel of Jesus Christ to go out through all the nations, we've got to have free speech. the emancipation spiritually of people from the bondage of sin depends on the right and the privilege of the speaker, of the preacher, to speak and reprove and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, to open his mouth. And Jesus said, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So the mouth and the heart have to be in good working order, working closely with each other. And Jesus said, out of the heart proceeds all the thoughts and the intents of a man. So one of the reasons we have to see this, not as politics, not as mixing religion with politics or whatever, but as actually doing the work of Jesus Christ in this world, is to realize, unless we have those First Amendment rights in place and freedom of speech and freedom of religion, the gospel of Jesus Christ is going to be lost and banned, and countless souls are going to go to hell instead of heaven in this world. So this is very much, as you said, a spiritual battle between the forces of darkness, which want to close our mouths and create a chill on free speech, so we'll always be looking out over our shoulder, wondering if the thought police have approved our speech and whether we're politically correct or not. No, we can't do that. We have to know that we are answerable only to God. We have to speak as the Holy Spirit leads us to speak, without fear, to all men, regardless of the cost.
Amen to that. We'll be back here. Well, our guest is Ted Pike, and I think that until we recognize the spiritual component of what's going on, that all of this legislation is really sort of, you scratch your head. You say, this doesn't make sense. It couldn't be happening in America. This is unconstitutional. You have to realize that the people who are running our country hate the Constitution. Even more than that, they hate God. And I will tell you that most homosexuals hate themselves, and most pedophiles hate themselves. They're trapped in a system, and until they have a personal relationship with our Lord, nothing is going to remove them from these terrible compulsions that they have to violate God's law. Ted, you got 2 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I think I better just give those toll-free numbers again, because top priority Monday morning should be to greet the returning senators with some strong statements of disapproval of the federal hate crimes bill. The toll-free number again is 877-851-6437. Again, that's 877-851-6437, and the toll number is 202-225-3121. Again, that toll-free number to the Senate, 202-225-3121. And tell them, please, don't vote for the pedophile-protecting federal hate bill S-909. Now, it's very important that people come to my website, which is truthtellers.org. We have a dynamic 10-minute video there with footage from the judiciary hearing of a week or so ago, in which the Attorney General of the United States incredibly says that even though this hate bill says, it says in black and white up on the front page that it's going to protect all Americans, regardless of race, religion, gender, etc. Nevertheless, he says basically that doesn't mean a thing. The real intention of this bill is going to be to protect sexual orientation and homosexuals who he claims have been historic victims of Christian civilization. And so you watch that video, pass it around, let your friends watch it. It'll make their blood boil. And top priorities, not just to complain, not just to grouse among yourselves, but put action to your faith. Get to that phone, especially Monday morning when the senators come back, talk to their staffers. And once you watch that video, you just you tell those staffers there's an excellent video at truthtellers.org, right on the homepage, where the Attorney General of the United States is saying that the hate bill will not protect all Americans equally. Also, the Attorney General cannot find any instances of any kind of need on the local level where the states are not prosecuting hate crimes. But let them know that video is there. What we want to do is we want to get staffers all throughout the whole Senate, liberal and conservative, watching that video and talking about it and saying, hey, I didn't know this was the case. We've been told that this bill is just another big civil rights movement, like the Civil Rights Bill of 1964, giving greater freedom and equality. And now, lo and behold, the Attorney General is saying it doesn't give equal rights and freedom to all of us. This can be very disillusioning, and I believe we can create some disillusionment, some discontent, maybe even some independent thinking and revolt and defection of the hate bills. A few, maybe three or four would be enough to kill this hate bill in the Senate. If we could get just even three or four Democrats to back away from support of the hate bill, maybe a couple of Republicans, liberal Republicans back away, we could defeat this bill. And I believe that with enough pressure from you, the people, Monday morning and throughout next week, we may be able to stop the forward progress of this bill, push it back till the fall, then maybe till the Christmas, and then maybe we'll give up on it altogether.
God bless you. Thanks for all you do, Ted. We'll talk to you later. Keep us abreast of what's going on.
Thank you, Doctor.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, I hope if you enjoyed this discussion, it's not a nice thing to understand that we're passing pedophile protection legislation, but if the American people knew what was really going on, they would be up in arms. Here in California, as you know, they have legislation where they want to release these pedophiles into the local communities, and the people are furious. They want to protect their children. Well, you don't have to worry about protecting your children. We're passing laws to protect the pedophiles, and I suspect we'll be releasing a lot of them from prison here in California very soon because our economy is beginning to collapse. Well, this is the time when I need to mention to our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to help us maintain our network across America of almost 60 outlets every week, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, subscribe to our newsletters, and if you're in a position to donate, why, certainly you can donate at 1-800-544-8927 or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and push the donate button and see what happens. And then, of course, if you'd like to know more about Alfred Kinsey, we've got a great 4-tape set on Alfred Kinsey. You'd like to know the background of so much of what's going on today, let me suggest my talk on financial Armageddon. It goes into the background of the long-range planning of the people who really rule America. And believe me, Obama is simply a front man for David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission. If you want to know how they did this, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. The DVD, Financial Armageddon, you'll want to get the syllabus that goes with that. Financial Armageddon, you'll want to get our talk on financial tsunami and the syllabus. And then, of course, you certainly want to understand the Trilateral Commission controls the government. And, of course, David Rockefeller's nephew wrote the plan. It's called the Earth Charter. Get something from us. Just ask for a copy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCN Live.